Tickets for the fundraiser cost $250 to $500. Proceeds will benefit the campaign of John Gard. The Assembly President is running for the 8th Congressional District, the seat now held by Mark Green, who is leaving Congress to run for governor. Gard told the crowd that it was a very special day.
I don't know about you, but I could hardly sleep last night because I was so excited. You see, I wait all year for the NCAA basketball tournament, and I finished filling out my bracket about 4 a.m. this morning.
The mood turned serious when Vice President Dick Cheney took the podium to read from prepared remarks.
The junior senator from Wisconsin, Russ Feingold, believes the terrorist surveillance program is grounds for censuring the president. The president clearly has the authority to direct the National Security Agency to collect the communications of our enemies in wartime.
Cheney said it's no accident that the United States hasn't had another terrorist attack of the caliber of September 11th.
This outrageous proposition that we ought to protect our enemies' ability to communicate as it plots against America poses a key test for our democratic leaders. Do they support the extreme and counterproductive antics of a few, or do they support a lawful program vital to the security of this nation?
Cheney also defended President Bush's economic record.
In the last 5 years, the Bush tax relief has left $880 billion in the hands of American workers, investors, small businesses, and families. And they've used it to help produce more than 4 years of uninterrupted economic growth. Yet the tax relief is set to expire in the next several years. So if we do nothing, American families will face a significant tax increase.
It was partly the president's economic record that drew opposition to the event. Nathan Soy is with Wisconsin Citizen Action. He gathered between 40 and 50 union members to protest proposed budget cuts that would affect food stamps and other social programs,
such as student loans and grants, Medicaid, Medicare, and other programs, including programs that help our local cities, like the Community Development Block Grant Program. And at the same time, Congress is debating the tax breaks for millionaires.
In the end, the campaign for the 8th District seat could cost several million. The fundraiser is estimated to have given John Gard a $150,000 head start, and Cheney said the nation will be watching.
Everybody in politics is watching the 8th District of Wisconsin, so this is an important race.
One Republican who was notably absent from the fundraiser was Terry McCormick, a state representative from Appleton. She's running against John Gard in the September primary and was not invited to the vice president's speech. In a statement, McCormick said she will remain a Washington outsider if she's elected. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.